Red Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Pascal Rabaté, who is presenting the film in the official selection competition called Patchwork Family, Du Goudron et de Plume. So thank you very much for being with us. And I always like to start off by asking the filmmaker to tell the story of the film in your own words.
En fait, c'est l'histoire d'un individu dont les parents sont arrivés d'Algérie.
So it's a story of one man, individuals, whose parents came to France from Algeria many years ago, and whose parents delivered a battle. They battled for integration into the French society, and also a collective battle. And now this person is alone. His family broke apart, and he is trying to survive. So it's a period of survival for him in a society that has lost its values. So it's about a depression of a society through a depression of an individual person.
So the English title is Patchwork Family, but this film is about a modern family, and I'd just like to know what influenced you to kind of look at the theme of modern family and the way modern society affects family.
En fait, c'était le sujet, c'était vrai que c'était sur un peu la société qui perd ses valeurs.
So it's about a society that is losing its values and also a comfort, because if you have a couple that got separated, so you have as a result you have two poverties. Poverty of the man and of the woman without or with children. And it's a situation that I've been through personally, and I've observed the situation. So it's a person who is fighting for survival, and he is fighting for survival in a society that's losing its values, where at work is precarious. So it's a pattern that is quite complicated. So I wanted to show this person how he is looking for survival and fighting for survival in this complicated condition.
With this point, actually, another point that I was going to bring up is, how important is it that this story is set in a small town, not in a big city?
Oui, c'était important parce que j'avais envie de parler de cette France qui est périurbaine.
So it's very important because it's about people that get pushed out of the cities, of the big cities. They live a little bit of outside the cities, and it's also aesthetically interesting, I don't deny that, but it's a type of society that is not very present in the French cinema. You have an urban cinema and you have a cinema from the countryside, but this type of society, these people who live in the outskirts of the cities would like to live in the cities, but they cannot, they have been pushed outside, so it's about them.
That's a very interesting point. I totally agree with it, by the way. And on that note, I was wondering, because it was going to be one of my questions, the working class as well, and the characters, because I find the center character is somewhat of a working class hero looking for redemption in a way. How do you feel that it's represented in modern cinema?
Ben, elle est représentée de moins en moins parce qu'on est en train de le film parle aussi de la fin de la mémoire ouvrière.
So this class is being represented less and less because this period is also characterized by the end of a working class memory. In France, we have a lot of people without work, and we have all this change on this mutation that is taking place. And I have the feeling that all the generation is sacrificed, and all this memory is being sacrificed. For example, the father of the main character, he fought for collective values and for better working conditions, and now all this is falling apart, and the central character is against this, but he doesn't know what to do. He just doesn't want his children to live in that society.
Now, we mentioned that there's a lot of modern elements in this film, and of course the redemption that the leading character is trying to achieve is through a televised event, essentially. So do you still find that Andy Warhol's 15 minutes of fame saying is true, and how does it influence today's society in your own views?
Oui, ça influence, c'est-à-dire que ça permet de tenir un peu plus longtemps.
It's important in the modern society, and it permits the people to last longer, to live longer. And it's like a game that gives you the glory, but only for one weekend, but it's in the TV. So I think that the Warhol's phrase that says that everybody needs a moment of glory, his moment of glory, is completely true from this point of view. And the hero, he has his moment of glory. From the bad side. And they take this event like a safety vest, like something that helps them to float a little bit longer, and you can take it and hold to it. So it's in the TV, and we have been in TV, so we can see we existed, and it's like a new religion in a way.
I'm loving this interview because more and more things are coming in my head and making me more curious, which is going to make people want to watch the film, hopefully, because it's a very interesting film. But as a final question, I would love to ask you, because the leading character of Christian is absolutely very interesting in the sense that we as the viewer want him to succeed, really want him to succeed. And that's also down to the performance of the actor that portrays him. So I was just wondering, how did you work with your actor and how do you like to work with actors in general?
Mm-hmm. Alors, cet acteur qui est très connu en France, qui a tourné aux États-Unis, puisqu'il avait tourné sur un film qui s'appelait...
So the actor, Christian... He is very famous in France, and he is also known in the United States because he was in a movie with Bruce Willis and Denzel Washington. It's like 10 years old movie. He was a terrorist in that movie. And I chose him because he is like a sport guy on one side, but he's also sensible. And it's very hard to find in the current cinema actors that can... show the certain fragility, and I don't like if they are too confident, and I wanted to hear vibrations in his voice, and I wanted the actress to show emotions because it's something that's really missing. So I wanted this fragile side of people, and I wanted to see and hear the inner child and the person that's being hurt inside.
J'ai besoin beaucoup de travailler avec des acteurs qui ont une faille.
So I like to work with people that have a certain weakness, and you can see the weakness, and they have to control it, and they have to try to maintain an equilibrium, a balance. So I was looking for that in my actors, and both of them, Isabelle and Sammy, they have it. And I was looking for these right vibrations in the voice before they start crying. It's like controlling the emotions, but feeling that there is something happening. So, the key word is fragility.
So, thank you very much for joining us today. It was a pleasure meeting you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.